This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Good morning. Buongiorno, Ashley. Always a joy to be with you from Roma, especially right smack in the middle of our Join the Family Pledge Drive.
Thank you so much for that welcome and happy Feast of the Dedication of the Lateran, as you mentioned, and happy Pledge Drive. It's a pleasure to be part of the family of Relevant Radio.
Well, as we do every week, we always begin talking about the Holy Father's Wednesday audience. What was the main focus of Pope Francis this morning?
Well, John, the focus today was a reflection on the Pope's recent trip to the Middle East. He was, of course, in the Gulf country of Bahrain, and this was his 39th apostolic visit. It was his second visit to that region, and this was also the 58th country that actually he has visited since the start of his pontificate. So he's done quite a bit of travel as we followed him over these years. Now, he said that the motto of his journey was peace on earth to people of goodwill. And you may remember us talking about last week that one of the events that the Pope would attend there was the Forum for Dialogue, which, in the words of the Pope, brought together religious leaders in the service of peace. And so at the audience today, the Pope expressed gratitude for the visit. He said it was an opportunity to produce fruits of peace. And he called it a visit of dialogue and fraternity. And specifically, he spoke very pointedly about the importance of dialogue. He called it the oxygen of peace. It's an oxygen that opens minds and hearts to encounter and break down the walls of violence and division. And he went on to say that in a world that's rocked by war, that religious and civil leaders and all people of goodwill should look beyond what he called narrow interests to pursue unity and peace. And he pointed out that peace should start also with family, and that inside of the family, dialogue is also the oxygen of peace. And he looked back over his trip. He talked about his own encounters with the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar. He talked about meeting the young people at Sacred Heart School and saying that it made quite an impact on him because there he saw Christians and Muslims studying together, living fraternally. And then he also remembered the Mass that he celebrated for the Catholic community throughout the greater Gulf region. And he spoke about the choir's prayer for peace during that Mass, and that really moved him. Now, the Mass had about 30,000 attendees. They came from more than 100 countries. And so he expressed his overall gratitude for what he called a very productive visit. And then, John, at the end of his audience today, Pope Francis again spoke against what he called the childish logic of weapons. He appealed for dialogue to stop war in Ukraine, in Syria, in Yemen, in Myanmar. And he called these wars insane. He said, wars destroy humanity. It destroys everything. And so to finish, he asked the faithful to ask the Lord for peace for the people who are so afflicted and who suffer so much cruelty.
Let's talk a little bit about this new statue in St. Peter's Square. How exciting.
Yes. Yes. In fact, just a few minutes before the audience began today, Pope Francis actually blessed a brand new statue that will be installed in the St. Peter's Square area. So it's in preparation of celebrating the 6th World Day of the Poor. That's coming up on the 13th of November. Now, just a little background there. The World Day of the Poor was established by Pope Francis back in 2016, and that was especially to celebrate the end of the extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. But since then, it's been celebrated on the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time.
So this particular sculpture that he blessed is dedicated to the homeless. It's called Sheltering, and it highlights the plight of the homeless. Imagine it's a life-sized bronze, and it depicts a homeless person being covered by a blanket that is being pulled over him by a flying dove. Now, this was created by Canadian sculptor Timothy Schmalz, and many may know his work because he already has a piece in St. Peter's Square. It's called Angels Unawares, and it's a sculpture of migrants and refugees that is there in the corner of the square. It was supposed to be there for a few months back in 2019, but it's still there today. And he has other pieces in Rome as well. Now, this is coinciding with the promotion of the Vincentian family's 13 houses campaign. And this is meant to, the goal of this campaign is to house 10,000 people worldwide by the end of 2023 in more than 160 countries where those of the St. Vincent de Paul family are working. So they say that they'd like to change the lives of 1.2 billion people who are currently homeless around the world, and that statue is meant to be a reminder of that work, John.
Just one more statue to add to that beautiful piazza of St. Peter's with all those many, many statues that are already there.
Yes. And you know, actually, John, I just thought of something fun to share with you. Speaking of exciting things happening in St. Peter's Square today, after the audience, Pope Francis gave a special shout out to all of the students from the Franciscan University of Steubenville who were there and then asked for a photo with the students. So you can imagine the exuberance of all of these college-age students who were studying over in Gomming, Austria, but had come to spend a few days in Rome. So quite a gift.
It's got to be quite a thrill for those kids from Steubenville, for sure. Today is the feast of the dedication of the Lateran mm-hmm. Basilica. Tell us how it's being celebrated today. That is one of the most magnificent, beautiful churches on planet Earth.
Oh, it sure is. It's also the Cathedral of Rome, and we call it here Mater et Caput, or the mother and head of all churches of the city in the world. And so, in fact, this was the first legal official Christian basilica after the Christian persecutions had started. It was built by Constantine in thanksgiving to Christ for his victory that occurred at the Milvian Bridge, and it was dedicated to Christ the Savior and later dedicated to John the Baptist and John the Evangelist. So it was built on property that actually originally belonged to a noble family called the Lateran family. And that property had been confiscated by Emperor Nero when the Laterans had converted to Christianity. So that's why we call it St. John Lateran. And adjacent then to the basilica was the papal residence where the popes resided until the 14th century. So this is the same church where the five ecumenical councils have occurred, where the Lateran Treaty was signed in 1929. And then, of course, as I mentioned, this is where the cathedra is, or the chair, which makes it the cathedral, makes it the seat of the Bishop of Rome, who is, of course, now Pope Francis. So today there are special masses being celebrated there. And on this solemnity in the liturgy, 1 Corinthians 3, 1 Peter 2, they recall an essential truth that the church is made up of Christians who are living stones built into an edifice on the foundation of Jesus Christ, who is the cornerstone.
Wow. It sounds like it'll be a great celebration. we are running out of time. Just a quick word on the Feast of St. Martin coming up.
Yes, in fact, because of St. Martin's love of the poor and work with the poor, he's always been associated especially with the agrarian community. So on his feast, the 11th of November, this is the day where winemakers will traditionally open their wine barrels for the first tasting of the Novello, the new wine. And so this is also traditionally when agricultural contracts would be renewed, when big livestock shows would be held, and to boot, this is a time when we celebrate the summer of San Martino, when traditionally in autumn, for a few days, temperatures become a little bit warmer and more sunny. So People are going to eat grilled meat, especially goose. They're going to eat roasted chestnuts and drink wine. And then to as the finale, enjoy some pitule, which are fried balls of dough. So great ways to celebrate a great Saint John.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.